some of them. Hello.
Oh, hi, Ed. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Annoyed.
I can tell by the text. My goodness gracious, what's going on?
You tell me.
Well, first off, I can tell you that you put in one of your texts that you called me two times the other day, and you hadn't gotten
a
call back.
Days.
Yeah,
well,
I didn't get those messages, so I'm going to ask you, did you use my extension when you called of 777?
I did, of course. Yes, this is Tina. I didn't get the thing there. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to have my voicemail checked because I didn't get those messages from you. I'm looking at all my missed calls now.
Well,
yeah,
I mean,
so unless accidentally it went to the customer support voicemail and not mine, I don't know, but it didn't come to my desk. But I just wanted to let you know because had I gotten them,
times,
I would have called you back right away.
Two times, and like I said, it rang and your message thing picked up. You.
Okay.
It wasn't like customer, it was, hi, this is Tina, I'm sorry, I didn't pick up it because I'm da-da-da-da-da.
Well, then I'm going to have the tech team check my voicemail because I've gotten other voicemails today, which is weird, that came straight through. I don't know why yours didn't. But tell me what's going on, because I saw another text about you waiting 15 hours for something, and I'm just, you know, I'm a little bit of an outsider because I was just forwarded all of this now. But really, what's the issue just so that I can, you know, rectify it?
Well, they, like I said, they're supposed to put my thing live, my website around Tuesday. And then they call up and say, oh, well, we can't make it. You know, we want, it was something stupid as all hell. It was like,
okay,
we can't let you preview it. Or it's taking longer because you want to preview it first instead of making it live. She goes, we usually make it go live before our customers see it. I'm like, who's going to make it go live before they see what you've done? Doesn't make any sense.
So I see.
I'm like, and why would that make any sense at all? It doesn't make any sense. So, I mean, I should have, when you said, you know, just put the, bring them, I should have just said, yeah, we'll do that and, you know, move on. But this is just ridiculous. I mean, you tell me you pick up the phone, you don't pick up the phone, I leave a message two different days, and you say you didn't get them, and... You know, and then I get some other person calling me up and saying, oh, it's going to take extra longer because you want to preview the... I said, that doesn't make any sense at all. None. Absolutely zero sense.
Mm-hmm. So I can send you a link to the site. I do see that it went live.
Really?
I can... Well, I mean, it went live for you to preview. Here, I'll send you a link to it. It's not yet mimicked the way you wanted it to, so when they first transfer the domain, they'll just automatically put stock photos on it. But I did confirm with Steve, he's in the web development department, that you wanted all of the same color scheme and the layout that you had it before. So he's still working on it. So that domain transfer was actually just completed today. So I just sent you a text. You know, it's a work in progress of what's on there so far, but rest assured, you know, give it a little bit of time and they're going to get it as close to that other site as you had before, because remember, you sent me all those screenshots and I sent those over to
you.
So
it should be easy. It should be copy and paste.
Well, the screenshots that you sent me were very large, so he probably has to reformat them and put them into a different file and resize them. So it's not just as cookie cutter as, oh, let me just take it and copy and paste and put it in our template. But I did confirm with him that he's still, you know, working on it. So, you know, give it a little bit of time, and I'm sure it will be up to your specifications, Ed. But remember, the value to what we do definitely is not within a website. I mean, it is 2022 and you need a website, which, you know, I appreciate that. But the value to what we do is in the exposure that we'll give you on the first page of Google. And that's where you're going to be very happy with the service, because 9 out of 10 consumers higher off the first page. That's where the high revenue is generated.
Because I hope so, Tina, because right now I'm not happy.
Yeah.
At all.
Well,
yeah.
that's why I gave you some time on the back end.
The past 2 days, you folks have sent me probably 4 or 5 different ownership requests, not managed requests, ownership requests for my real estate. And then the last time I'm like, you know what, screw this. I'm like, no. And then, of course, Google says, why not? And I say, because you're supposed to only be managing it, not owning it.
Right.
So, you know, like 4 times, you know, after it was supposedly taken care of, you guys still keep trying to own it.
Let me check with James. Why? Because he put a note on your account on 10/25, which was, 2 days ago, that process of adding us to as a manager was complete. So I don't know why. Have you gotten emails after the 25th, or was it before?
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying. Text messages and, you know, emails from Google saying Splash wants to have ownership of real estate. Do you approve? No.
I see. Okay. So let me double check with James and see what's going on there, and then give me a...
I mean, all this stuff, like I said, just, you know, you start kicking off all these things, and, you know, now I got a real sour taste in my mouth with you folks.
I'm sorry.
It's just
going
to make sense to make to have an excuse. Oh, well, we have to take longer to do a preview than it would be to go live. Well, I don't know anybody in their right mind would want to have their website go live without previewing and looking at it first.
Right.
Yeah.
So
he was like, oh, he was adamant about, oh, no, most of our customers like mine to go live. I don't think so. So don't lie to me and don't piss in my ear and tell me it's ready.
Yeah, I mean, I can't justify what she said to you. All I can do is tell you the progress that I see on it now. And I'm going to send you, I know you already have my email, Ed, but I'm going to send you another one that just says Tina's contact info. And the reason I'm sending this is because you left me 2 messages and I didn't get them. So if you need something, just reply to that. Be like, hey, Tina, can you please give me a call? Or, hey, Tina, I need this or that. And then I can forward it to the correct department and we'll get it taken care of for you. Because I don't know what the issue is with my voicemail, but I will have the technicians fix it. But in the meantime, let's use this email. I have customers all over that will email me. And, you know, a lot of times they're just wanting an update or whatnot, and I can get it handled for them, you know, behind the scenes.
I even left a message for Andy to ask you to call me, and I didn't get anything even back from Andy. So, Andy, you give me a call, let me know, contact Tina and have her call me as well. And nothing but crickets.
The only thing I could think of, Ed, and we can test it right now just to see if it works, but our director asked us earlier this week, are you guys getting email notifications when somebody leaves you a voicemail? And I told him, no, I don't get an email when it comes. I just always check my voicemail, but I don't get an email. So they got with me just yesterday, and they fixed that. So now when somebody leaves me a voicemail, it goes in my voicemail box, but I also get an email. So I don't know if that glitch that was in there where I wasn't getting the emails, it was because I didn't get your messages. But if that was the case, then it's already been fixed because it was fixed as of yesterday. Okay.
Well, that doesn't make me feel too good because I got you guys doing the same thing for my website. So if you guys are having a problem or dropping the ball on that, that doesn't make me feel all too good.
Well, I mean, sometimes things happen, especially when you're dealing with technical companies and computers, and, you know, sometimes systems have minds of their own, and there's some setting update that takes place. So, yeah, so I wouldn't really worry about it too much, but I did send you my email just so that you can kind of, you know, take a look at it, and then I'll forward the information that we talked about and, you know, make sure that in the long run that James got everything squared away for you, because he even put a note on there today that he got the call tracking greeting set up for you too. So it seems like
yeah, well, I got that message 2 minutes before you called me. Not even 2 minutes before you called me.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
and,
so
and the girl already told me that last week that that was already taken care of. So which one is it? Is it now or then?
Well, the call tracking number was completed last week. The greeting, the customized greeting was just put on there today, according to what the notes say.
Well, so, you guys haven't called me up to ask me for money.
So, well, I mean, he put on there that the greeting was just completed, so he put a greeting on there for you. So let me just see. Yeah, typically.
I mean, that was, what, $39 or something?
Yeah, it's supposed to be $39. Yeah,
right. I haven't been called to say, hey, we got this ready. Do you want to pay for it?
He didn't
nope,
put he didn't put an invoice on here for the greeting, but it says call tracking greeting on your invoice. So I wonder if he just comped that for you. Let me just look here. Because it says here.
Well, I'd rather be comped some time since the website's not even live yet. I'd rather, instead of being, what did you say, November 22nd or something?
November 28th.
November 28th. I'd rather have me go out to December 4th or something now.
Yeah. They only allow me to do that two-week extension. That's the farthest that I can go. I'm not allowed to go into December 4th or anything like that. But the good news is we're still well within the 30 to 45-day time frame. Right. So, you know, that's why we give it that 30 to 45 day time frame, because sometimes there's, you know, programming, verification that has to take place, building of websites, customizing websites, doing backlinks, you know, so all of that process takes time. So you're well within the time where everything is going to be set up for you appropriately, and I know that you'll be happy with this before that November 28th billing. But if not, you know, remember, you are on a month-to-month program. So we do that because we're a performance-based company. We don't make you sign a contract or agree to a specific term. And we know that, you know, once you see the results and some phone calls coming in and some profit, you're going to want to stick with this long-term, right?
Right. But like I said, I've done business with probably five other companies just like yours, and they all promised me to make my phone ring, and nothing, not even one call. And like I said, when I talked to you before, they were like, oh, 1,000 people visited your website. I'm like, you're telling me 1,000 people visit my website? Not one of them, not one, couldn't pick up the phone to call me. I said, I find that hard to believe.
Right. Yeah, that would be kind of hard to believe if that's what they're telling you. And
yeah,
I can't wear a
0.00.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, I can't wear a black eye for things that other people have done to you, and I understand your frustration there. All I can do is work hard on your account and make sure that we earn your business long term. So I'm checking with James just to see why you're getting emails asking to be an owner on there, because he put a note on the account that that's already been completed.
Yeah, I mean, you guys should be managers, not owners, like we've gone through before. But no, I've got, like I said, probably 4 different requests in the past couple of days from Google saying, Local Splash wants to be the owner of Real Estate Solutions. I'm like, no. We already did the managerial stuff. So,
okay.
Then that's why I called you, to say, you know, you guys are driving me nuts with this ownership request. We're not doing the ownership. Stop asking for ownership, or I'm going to say bye-bye.
Oh,
and that's, you know,
good. He just replied to me. He put, we are managers on the listing. Good. So he already got that completed for you. So you're not going to get any, I think, initially that was sent to you requesting as an owner, and then I told him that you wanted us to be the manager on there rather than the owner, and so he fixed that. But he said that that's been completed. I just got a message from him. So you're all good to go there.
Okay. Hold on 1 second, please.
Sure, of course.
Hold on. Sorry about that.
Of course, no problem.
The phone doesn't ring unless I'm on it. So.
Yeah, I get it. So I have to run because we're only open until 4 and we're almost after hours right now, so I have to run. But I did confirm with James that that's been done. You can look at that email or the text message I sent you with the website, and remember, it's a work in progress. And then in the meantime, if you need anything else, I think my voicemail should be working now because they did make some changes to it yesterday. But if not, you could always just reply to me via email, and then I'll get you what you need.
I don't have time to be doing emails. That's why I said to you in the beginning, I don't do the, you know, I'll check the email stuff maybe at night or something. But, you know, for me during the daytime, I'm running around like I am today. Again, you know, running around.
I see. So I want to let you know that sometimes if a client calls me and it's something that I can't help them with, I'll just reach out to that department and have them call out. So I don't know if maybe that had happened. I'm trying to look at the dashes to see if maybe I had sent a dash to client needs contact and asked customer support to call you back regarding something, because maybe it was something I couldn't help you with. But just remember, you would never be ignored. And if you feel more comfortable with me calling you first, I'll definitely do that for you, okay?
Right. So, yeah.
Okay.
But, like I said, I don't know. Just don't have an oh-so-good feeling about this.
Okay. Well, the feeling will definitely be within the results once you see that start happening, Ed. So just hang in there. Give it that 45-day mark, and I know that you'll be happy with the results. And I apologize for, you know, the little bumps that we've had already. And I'll do my best to make sure that anything
okay.
like that doesn't happen again, okay?
Yep.
Okay.
Because if it does, it's bye-bye. Because I
right.
can't keep doing this.
Exactly. And I'm going to put that in your notes so that everyone's aware, okay?
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Okay,
thank
have
you
a
for
good
calling.
Evening.
Appreciate
no
it.
No problem, Ed. No problem. Okay,
can,
bye-bye.
Can you ask James or whoever's in charge that give you an ETA when he thinks everything is going to be done?
Of course. Of course. I'll have the technicians do a performance check on your account and give me an ETA just so that we can start. I mean, or you're talking about Steve for the website, right?
Well, everything. Just get the thing done so we can get the Facebook advertising going, and I can get that paid for, and I can get the other stuff paid for.
Okay, you got it. So I'm going to double check with Steve, and I'll get an ETA from him, and then I'll get back to you tomorrow.
Tomorrow's my birthday, so maybe you guys gave it. So maybe you gave it to me for my birthday. Who knows?
Oh, that's awesome. That's good. Well, you stay out of trouble on your birthday. Don't go crazy.
Right.
Do you have plans?
Well, excuse me.
Do you have plans?
Just stay out of trouble.
I like it. That's great. Well, here's a
right.
from me from California. And then in the meantime, have a really good evening. And then I'll get a status update from Steve and get back to you tomorrow.
Yeah,
so
we
we'll have a
I
quick birthday conversation.
My phone ringing.
I understand, Ed. Okay, sounds good. Well, it was definitely nice talking to you. I always enjoy it. It's a pleasure. So have a nice evening.
Because it's now after the 10 days. I mean, you guys said 7 to 10. It's after 10 days. So. All right.
Yep. Hang in there.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Ed. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.